Armadoxy for today. Okay to live. This week was an okay week for Armadoxy. We said it was okay to think, to question, to doubt, and to have fun. And to top it off today, we confirm it all by saying, it's okay to live. To live! It seems like a given, doesn't it? No doubt some of you are asking, why state the obvious? Tragically, it's not that obvious for many. Religion, more often than not, is presented as a prescription of all the don'ts, the regulations that society imposes on us. Why, the Ten Commandments themselves are mostly, 9 out of 10, about not doing something. The Old Testament has over 600 laws, most of which are negatively framed. Jesus' message is refreshing because it is a positive message. Go and love. Care, hope, give. The blessing is in the giving more than the receiving. Do unto others. I mean, his parables are about acting, not withholding. Christianity is enabling. It's empowering. I have come so that you will have life, he says, and have it abundantly. It is uplifting and celebratory. Yes, it is okay to live. The first gospel, that is the first good news expressed by the Christian church, was that Christ has risen. Death lost its sting. Life won over death. Love over hate. The Armenian church attests to this in its rich celebratory liturgies. And it does so with authority, because the Armenian church was there. We were witnesses to the resurrection and the victory. And for this reason, the Armenian cross is always bare, as a reminder that life does not end at the cross, but it continues. We pray today. Lord our God, fill us with the joy of the resurrection always. Keep us focused on the victory of the cross. May your precious cross protect us from enemies visible and invisible, so we may do that which is pleasing to you always, to love, to share, and to care.
We trust you've been blessed by this mini-series offered by Father Voskin on being okay with faith and the positivity of Christianity. Please visit us on the web at epostle.net, where you'll find all 5 episodes of this series, as well as daily reflections and meditation and a wide variety of resources about Armadoxy, the OG source of Christianity. Also, as a reminder, these programs are made possible through your generous donations. Visit the donation page on our website. For Father Voskin and the entire Epostle team, this is Norma thanking you and wishing you a blessed day.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.